4. Something was wrong. The Avatar's principal attention snapped back to its home ship. The gray area and the three warships were free of the GSV's envelope now, dropping back in their own web of fields and decelerating to velocities the GCU's engine could accommodate. Ahead lay the Accession. The sleeper service had just carried out its first close-track scan look at it. But the Accession had changed. It had re-established its links with the energy grids, and then it had grown. Then it had erupted. It wasn't the sort of enlargement the fate amenable to change had witnessed and seemingly been transported by. That had been something based on the skein, or on some novel formulation of fields. This was something incarnated in the ultimate fire of the energy grid itself, spilling across the whole sweep of infraspace and ultraspace, and invading the skein as well, creating an immense spherical wavefront of grid fire boiling across three-dimensional space. It was expanding quickly, impossibly quickly, sky-fillingly, explosively quickly. Almost too quickly to measure, certainly too quickly for its true shape and form to be gauged. So quickly that there could only be minutes before the sleeper service ran into it, and far too quickly for the GSV to break or turn and avoid the conflagration. Suddenly the Avatar was on its own. The sleeper briefly severed all connection with it while it concentrated on dispersing its own war fleet all about it. Some of the ships were displaced from deep inside its interior, snapping out of existence from within the thousands of evacuated bays where they'd been quietly manufactured over the decades and reappearing in hyperspace, powered up and already heading outwards. Others, the vast majority, were revealed as the giant ship peeled back some of the outer layers of its field structures to reveal the craft it had hidden there over the past few weeks, loosing entire fleets of smaller ships like seeds disseminating from a colossal pod. When the Avatar was reconnected to the GSV, most of the ships had been distributed, scattered to the hypervolume in a series of explosive flurries, bombardments of ships, layers, and blossoms of vessels, like a whole deployed hierarchy of cluster munitions, every warhead a warcraft, a cloud of vessels, a wall of ships, rushing towards the blooming hypersphere of the Accession.